Nicky, thank you very much for joining us on the big drive home here at Beacon.
You're welcome.
I believe you're taking a bit of time off the tour, because, what, are you halfway through now, your tour, is this right?
I'm sort of probably one-fifth of the way through, because the tour has now been extended into next year.
Blimey.
So it's now two legs. It's like a UEFA Cup final. So I've got two legs to go. It's the one before Christmas, and then we've got one after Christmas, which is another sort of 25 days.
How are you doing on the first leg, then? Is it good? You got away goals?
Yes, the followers have come. They've come and supported me away from home. Now, I've had a fantastic time. I really have enjoyed it. I mean, I suppose a lot of people moan about being on the road and, you know, trains and hotels and that. I actually don't mind it, you know. I've done enough jobs which involve a lot of hard work to know that, you know, jumping on a train to go to a city and make people laugh is not really hard work.
What is it you're doing today? Because you're taking a bit of time out of the stand-up to do some filming.
At the moment, I am poring over the life story of Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
He is my chosen subject in my filmed version of Mastermind this evening. Celebrity Mastermind. I'm absolutely terrified, to be honest.
Well, yeah. Hold on one second there for me, Mickey, because your chosen subject is Bruce Springsteen. Whose nickname is?
The Boss.
Correct.
And what was the band that he performed with?
The E Street Band.
They were two easy questions.
They were.
That's all I could think of.
And his song was Born in the what country?
USA.
I'm sure they're going to be a lot more difficult
tonight.
Would you
like to come along tonight and set the questions?
Yeah.
That would be fantastic if you could.
I just don't hold the same depth as John Humphreys, though, unfortunately.
Well, I'm sure John Humphreys knows very little about Bruce Springsteen, but the Bruce Springsteen man, I'll just throw myself at it. I know enough about his career. I mean, he lived in America for a number of years on and off.
I think we should play a Bruce Springsteen track when we finish talking to you. If we're going to play one for you, Mickey, what should we play you to get in the mood for your Mastermind filming?
City of Ruins, I think, would be appropriate.
All right, I'll see.
Not confident
on the system, yeah. Okay, well, you're halfway through your tour. You're going to be at Oakengates Theatre in Telford tomorrow night. You're in Wolverhampton on the 27th of November, Saturday at the Slade Rooms. That's sold out, so they've put an extra date on, which is Sunday the 28th at the Wharfen Hall.
That's right, yeah.
Busy. Yeah. Now, I've noticed you're doing a lot more TV as well. I mean, we just mentioned you're doing the Mastermind stuff, but you've been doing Mock the Week, and you've done Michael McIntyre's Roadshow. I mean, both really popular programmes. So, do you like the TV? Do you prefer doing the stand-up? What, or a bit of both?
I think my ultimate aim is to go out on stage in public and do what you do best, which is, you know, which I've learned to do over the last 10 years, which is pure, raw stand-up.
Mm.
That's my love, you know. But TV is... they live hand in hand now, stand-up and TV. You've got to be on TV to sell tickets.
Mm.
You know, you sell tickets and you get on TV. The problem with being on TV, and I've heard everyone on Twitter, is the level of restrictions about what you can and can't say. So you get this rather sort of low-key, you know, for want of a better word, you know, presentation of yourself.
Am I right in saying that you started doing your stand-up quite late in life?
Yeah, I did. I had a full life before I decided to start showing off for money.
But I do, I'll be really honest with you, I find it amazing how, because I think doing stand-up is one of the hardest things in the world to have a go at, and I always wonder how people get into it. What suddenly one day made you thought you could stand up in front of a few hundred people and make them laugh?
A combination of being told for many years that I was quite humorous by friends and family and work colleagues and that. I was laying there one night with a girlfriend and a show came on the TV about some people who were doing a little course about how you get into stand-up comedy, Central London. And she looked at me and said, "You've got to go and do that." I said, "Yes, I have, haven't I?"
It's a nice thing for your girlfriend to say to you, isn't it? Yeah.
She probably wants some of the money now because she's a past girlfriend. So she sort of just suggested, and I went and I did it, and they more or less teach you how to walk on stage and start talking. Simple as that. And from the first thing you do it, there's something within you that if it's there to be nurtured and exploited, it will come out. If it's not there, you know, you're going to have to go back to your day job. Which is not the end of the world, but it seemed to work for me pretty quickly. And, I think I was 37 when I started.
Blimey.
At the end of trying so many different things, and, you know, you had that little moment of, I suppose, what the Americans call the Eureka moment.
Mm.
And when I sort of did it and I thought, hold on, this might be it.